Blog Talk Radio.
78-0, baby. 78-0.
Woo!
God damn, that's a lot of wins, man. Shit. What's up, everybody? The GOAT. Hey, man. I did it again. One second. Undefeated, undisputed, unbeatable, man. Yeah, two wins in one day again, man. Fuck, it's just unbelievable. So next, what might happen next is not just 79-0. What might happen next is 80-0. I guess 79 and then 80, or fuck, man. I'm beating multiple people in a day, man. Well, in February, I won one fight. You know, I beat Jacob. But this month, day two on the fuckers. I'm telling you, this TV fighter stuff, saying, he's like, I'm 20 years in the game, baby. And then he said, he's like, I forgot his first name. He's like, Google me. But I remember he said his last name is Mansfield. He said Mansfield, that's what he said. Whatever, Mansfield got smashed. Okay, I jabbed him lightly in the body. I connected, and this motherfucker hit me in the head, and I was like, what the fuck, and I punched him in the face. No, he wasn't even a bitch-ass punch, you know, it was like fucking back, not like the side of the back of my head, and then I hit him in the cheek, like cheekbone, I hit him like right there. Yeah, so I'm thinking, even though we didn't go full out, since there was headshots exchanged, then, you know, that's a fight, and it does count. You know, because I challenged him, and I'm like, let's fight, and he said no. So then I just like play fighting. I didn't mean to. If I really wanted to hit him, I would have hit him. You know, like the guy that I beat down on video, you can see the picture on the radio. Like, he flew away from that jab, and when I hooked him in the beginning, yeah, but I hit him for real, like. I'm talking, like, with that jab, I hit him full out. He nearly got knocked out from a jab. I mean, it's hard to knock somebody out, period, because, you know, it's not easy to knock people out, man. You got to hit him right on the dot, you know what I'm saying, knock somebody out, especially if you're fighting a bigger guy with a good chin, you know what I mean? But he was no match for me. Look at the speed, the fucking power, the explosiveness. You could tell, I mean, just when the fight started, you could just tell who's going to win. Like, even before anybody landed anything, you could tell who's going to win. Yeah, and I sure won, and I'm proud of it. Got the 78 and 0 hat. Round number one, Charlie Z. And that's it. You haters are done, man. I beg. Don't tell me that I didn't warn you, man. I told you clowns countless times. I showed you on video. Yeah, I mean, come on. You people are funny. You haters are delusional. You people have been exposed. Come on. I mean, you got exposed a long time ago, man. And when I beat fucking Vasquez, 6 punches in half a second, 4 fucking years ago, that's when you got exposed. When I knocked out Andrew Hartley and when I beat Akeem Akinbowl, you people have been getting exposed for years, man. Now, man, you motherfuckers still breathing, man? People are still alive? Come on, man. I'm nearing 100 wins already, man. Yeah, I mean, anybody with a brain can see. I mean, anybody, man, Stevie Wonder can see that I'm the greatest boxer ever, man. Come on. I'm saying, you know what I mean. It's, yeah. I actually seen him before, but I'm just saying, if he was a fan of boxing, well, he's blind, he can't be a fan of shit, but you know what I mean. Yeah, you get it. A blind man can see that I'm the best. It's pretty obvious. I'm beating heavyweights every fight. Well, at least now the world knows my jab is better than Vladimir Klitschko's. I've never seen Vladimir Klitschko jab anybody to the point where their fucking whole goddamn... Dude, the guy, go watch, look at the picture, look at the video. That guy flew back like he got fucking hit with a haymaker, and that was a hard jab, man. That was just like, bam, he just walked into that shit. I hit him again like that, except I hit him bare knuckle like that. Yeah. Motherfucker being a smartass, you know, when we took off the gloves. And, you know, like I said on video, I'm like, let's go, man. I'm like, what the fuck, man? We ain't stopping. We don't give a fuck what these fucking clowns are saying, man. Time, what time? I'm like, greatest of all time, motherfucker. Pull. No, seriously, I told him, I'm like, let's go unlimited. Like no rounds. Like, until somebody gets knocked out, let's go. What the fuck, man? We don't need no fucking timers or rounds or none of that bullshit. Let's go through the underground, motherfucker. Plus, the gym, that gym, man, they allow one of the fucking staff members before me and 205 Pounder threw down. He came up to both of us. He's like, y'all about to throw, y'all about to fight, y'all about to box? He's like, as long as it's full gloves, man. He's like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, so who's going to get knocked out? And I'll tell him, like, him. Finally, not me. And he's like, all right, we'll keep it clean. And he just went to the front desk. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. Because a lot of these gyms, man, before this, oh, my God, dude, you don't understand. Because they didn't check. The old gyms that I used to beat fucking heavyweights down, they didn't check, man. I'm telling you, where I beat Kevin Luka, yeah, well, they didn't see that fight or the other fights when that 280 pounder when I broke his nose with that right hand and I yelled like Victor. Yeah, but thing is, man, fuck those gyms, man. No, I mean I scored a lot of great wins, you know, in the old gyms. But, like where I beat Jill's Wall, they were more lenient on it. Because there was a lot of fighters there, and there was a lot of mainstream pussies over there. That UFC, oh, man. Hey, does that bitch want a rematch, man? Oh, shit, man. There really is no point of a rematch, because I beat the shit out of him. That's one of my favorite wins, man, when I was hitting him on the head over and over. Yeah, but thing is, yeah, if I ever see him again, he's going to get knocked out. Yeah, if he starts holding on again, I don't know. I'm going to have to push him off and just hit him with a hook and just put him to sleep. Because he was really about to go down, just holding on. But yeah, what I'm saying is those other, you know, like where I beat Jill's alone, that gym was more lenient. Like some staff members were like, they allowed it, they didn't care. But some, I'm telling you, and most didn't allow real underground fights to take place there, and then some allowed, some didn't give a shit, some like whatever. But then, you know, snitch bitches got involved, and that was it. But this gym, no, man, I'm not getting kicked out of this gym, man, I'm telling you. When I'm back from Ukraine with my wife, yeah, I'm going to bring her to the United States. Yeah, well, I'm going to take her to my fights, and I'm going to continue bombing all motherfuckers in this gym. I'm telling you, they got a lot of fighters over there, man. Jacob's a fighter. This guy was a street fighter. Jacob is a MMA and kickboxer. That's what I'm saying. They got a lot of real fighters over there. People willing to throw down. This whole box wreck, fake wreck bullshit. Hey, you saw what I did to Jill Zavala and that EFC fighter. Those guys were both on TV, man. Okay, well, fuck, what did I tell you? Jules Wallen, then Gonzalez did better than him. Remember Gonzalez? Yeah, Gonzalez, the underground boxer. He did better than Jules Wallen. I'm beginning to think these underground heavyweights would knock out fucking Jules Wallen, Deontay Wilder. These mainstream fighters, they're fucking terrible, dude. They're overrated. Okay, why when I fought Jules Zavala, I had literally no trouble whatsoever, like, at all. I just beat him easily. I jabbed him with ease, hit him with ease. This whole thing that he was on TV, yeah, I mean, okay, but on TV, they got actors, you know, you don't got real competition on there. And these retards on the forums, they sit at home, they fucking support this crap, and they would hate on me. Well, hey, what now? Fucking deluded tards, man. Boxrec.com, Sharedog.com. Hey, you son of a bitch, you see the fight yesterday? No, I'm talking about the real title fight, the Charlie Zonoff one. Yeah, that fight on YouTube. You saw the fight? Oh, you 78-0, man. Get it right. Get it right, man. You fucking clowns, man. This fucking bullshit boxer act, fucking these fucking idiots. And man, I got so many videos of me beating the shit out of people, man. Yeah, now you know my real fucking record, man. I'm undefeated, man. 78-0, undefeated. Crushing everybody. Be Deontay Wilder. Oh, man. Deontay and DeJounte, they sure don't want rematches, man. Bet you they don't want rematches now. Hey, come on. They both told me that they watched my fights on YouTube. So, if that's the case, and they definitely don't, no wonder that DeJounte backed out. Man, you don't understand. I would kill that motherfucker, man. Look at the way I was boxing yesterday, man. The way I was boxing against Jacob, man. You're crazy, man. You put that motherfucker in there. I beat him on that day. I had like a mediocre day, and I still beat his ass. I punched him in the head 3 times. I outboxed him with a jab in the ring. But that was not my best, you know, because like, I got hit more than usual, and that wasn't my best fight. I still won, but imagine if DeJounte fought me now. I would kill him, man. All these motherfuckers I'm beating, like, Whaley, they would knock DeJounte the fuck out, man. Let me tell you who DeJounte is. DeJounte's an underground fighter that wants to be mainstream. He's a fucking clown. He's a joke, man. You saw his boy EJ with these fucking idiots, and there's a whole the video's called Charlie Zonoff. Yeah, but even in that video, you could see me snap his fucking head. You could hear it. How I beat his ass. But look, that clown EJ, he got me to fight against Derek the Giant because he thought Derek would have beaten me, and I embarrassed Derek. I thought about it, and I think my best win of all time is when I beat Derek the Giant. Yeah. Yeah, I still think it's number one. I don't know, that and Jules Wald, but Jules was longer, and I landed headshots against him, and I made him quit after the round was over, so. However, Deontay Wilder and Jules Wald, those three, and Jacob, and yesterday, and like I said, so many great wins, man, UFC fighter, teardrop musclehead, man, fucking bare knuckle, I mean, yeah, but yesterday was a very unique win. I beat the guy's ass on camera, and I beat the guy's ass off camera. I beat the guy's ass with my gloves, and I beat the guy's ass without my gloves. No, I'm serious. Yeah, that was one hell of a win, man. Like, all right, you saw when I jabbed him, and the motherfucker was like flying, and he was done. And then I threw two more swings, and he backed up, and that was it. And they were like, time. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I put up my hands. I'm like, where's it go? Do you know what the fuck, man? I should knock out those cameramen. They were two motherfuckers. Like, one of them was recording. The other guy was standing next to him. I don't know. I should have knocked their fucking heads off, man, because they turned it off, man. Right when they turned it off, I hit them again. I landed a hook on them. Yeah, and then like when I landed, he was like, "Hey man, what the fuck, man?" And then he takes off the gloves, then I take off the gloves, right? And I'm like, "Come on, let's go." I'm like, "Let's continue, man." He's like, "No, man." And then I'm like, "Wow," because he started saying that I didn't touch his face. He said, "Yeah," and I was like, "Okay, boom." And then I showed him the video. I'm like, "Come on, son." Not even whiter, like, he even admitted defeat. He was like, all right. He's like, yeah, but he's like, he starts saying, he's like, I straight fight. He's like, you box, whatever, man. He's like, this is your life, man. He's like, so you fight. I'm like, yeah, but I hit you with my knuckle, though, man. You know what I mean? The fight ended with a jab that I landed to his face, man. That's epic, man. You know. TKO the fucking street fighter. Beat his ass with gloves and without gloves, man. That's what I tell you haters, man. You motherfuckers are brave on the internet, man. But you guys would not want to talk shit to the guy that I beat yesterday on video, man. Yeah, you wouldn't want to talk shit to him, right? In real life. You'd never want to fight him. I'll tell you that much. Derek and John, Jill Zavala, man, you would not want to fight these people, man. Yeah, I destroyed all of them, but it's just like, I mean, okay, everybody has like fans, haters, whatever, but like I said, with me, it was a little too extreme, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look up Michael Jordan, right, for example, or LeBron James, like, yeah, I know LeBron James gets a lot of hate too in basketball, but I don't know, man. It's on Google, there's just so much fucking BS written about me. I mean, what now? You fucking retards, what now? I mean, people can just go and, don't you realize, just all your bullshit articles, TMZ, all this fucking horse shit they wrote about me. People can just go on YouTube. I got so many fight videos now. Notice I only post my fights now. Like, okay, the video before that, me beating Jacob. The video before Jacob, me beating the TV fighter from the EFC, the MMA guy that punched on the head 10 times. You see what I'm saying? Like, every fucking video is a fight, and that's it. Straight combat, you know. Training, you know, before the fights, it was just training videos, me hitting, yeah, and then me hitting faces, me hitting jaws, man. Yeah, so people can just go on YouTube and they'll see the truth right away. That Charlie Zonoff is, you know, undoubtedly the greatest of all time. Undeniable. That I'm obviously for real. I'm beating heavyweights. That this motherfucker was 205, I'm like 160, it's like 45-pound weight disparity. Derek the Giant was 140-pound weight disparity. Jules Wall's 260, that's a 100-pound disparity. Deontay Wilder, 6'7". He had 7 inches on me and 230, 70 pounds on me. I mean, and I beat all of them. Yeah, I hit Deontay in the jaw, and I said, yeah, listen, man, bring him on again. I got so much fucking momentum right now, man. Yeah, it's literally. No, I mean, it's just unstoppable. Unstoppable force, Charlie Zonoff. I would destroy Wilder. If I beat him in the ring in 2014, before I was this good, how I am now, if we boxed now, I would kill him, man. That's what I'm saying. I would connect that hook, and, like, you saw how I connected? Yeah, but you know what would be the difference if me and Deontay boxed right now? I would rush him again. I would connect again. And guess what would happen? You think he'd be spaghetti legs again? No, he'd just go to sleep. It would be nap time, Deontay. That's it. I don't know. It's a bad idea to go to Alabama because he's gonna try to jump me. He even said it on the interview. He even said, I got so many people. They got my back. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck about your people, clown? This is one-on-one, mano-a-mano, motherfucker. I got people, too, man. You know how many fucking, you know, man, fuck this people shit, all right? It's me versus you. Nobody cares what kind of people you got, what kind of people, whatever. I got people. You got people. I'm number one pound for pound. You, Wilder, self-proclaimed champion. Hey, when was his last fight? Was it what, December, January? January? Exactly. What did he do in February? What did he do in March? Nothing. What did Charlie Zonoff do in February and March? Beat Jacob? I beat two people yesterday in one day. And the kickboxer said he was K1. He said, I'm a kickboxing champion. I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm a boxing champion. The greatest of all time. Let's fight. You got gloves on right now. I got mine in my backpack right now. He's like, no, man, I'm about to leave. I'm just sitting in the bag. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I just, like, I try to play fight. I try to get him to fight me, you know. And then I jabbed him in the stomach with my knuckle. And this son of a bitch, actually, the TV fighter yesterday, like I said, he throws a fucking hook. And he, like, grazed my head. Like, he, like, hit me. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I just went bald. I hit him with a weed right hand in the cheekbone, and he didn't do anything after that. I'm like, let's go, motherfucker. There you go. Two punches landed to one, and he quit. I'm like, let's go. I said, go full out. And then when he put on some gloves, I was like, let's go full out. He said, no, I'm good. That's it. So, but that counts as a win for me because there was headshots exchanged. If it was just body, then no, I wouldn't count it. But come on, headshots exchanged, yeah, that definitely counts as a win. Then I beat another TV fighter, see? Hey, what's it? Now, look. So I fucking beat HBO. I knocked out Floyd Mayweather. Mansfield, K1. He said his name is Mansfield. He was K1. Yeah, Tyler, I suppose it was a forfeit. That's why I didn't count it. This was not no forfeit. I mean, yeah, no, he did quit. He quit. It was like it was a TKO forfeit. Physically, I hit him. You know what I'm saying? There was a fight. It wasn't words. It wasn't just words. It was, you know, we exchanged punches, and then he didn't want to continue. Yeah, so I beat HBO. I knocked out Mayweather. I beat Showtime. And I beat ESPN because Deontay Wilder was on ESPN and Showtime, right? I TKO'd Deontay Wilder. So I beat ESPN, I beat Showtime, I beat HBO, I beat K1, I beat the UFC, Chuck Liddell, forfeit, and Joe Zavala. He was on Tough Enough, but he was not tough enough for the greatest of all time, Charlie Villanoff. I beat the shit out of him on YouTube. I defeated, EFC. Holy fucking shit, every fucking network. Network, let me say it again, quote unquote, network. Yeah, network, huh? Hey, now y'all know. I mean, anything that on TV that says, oh, combat, that, hey, not only do I rule boxing, but I rule combat, period, because I'm beating fighters. Not just boxers, I'm beating fucking kickboxers, I'm beating MMA fighters, I'm beating, yesterday, Street Fighter, that guy was a bare-knuckle fighter. The guy that I beat yesterday, yeah, that's why he may not have had ring experience, but he fought bare-knuckle, that's what, yeah, so he knew what he was doing with his hands. He made his pro debut in boxing, man, he got his ass beat. That's what I'm saying, man. No, now I'm going to Ukraine and join my wife, man. This is it. Fuck, man. I never took a break, man. I fight every month. 16 months in a row, I've been fighting every month without a break. You know, what, 2-3 weeks for it? It's not a break. My hands were already, but my knuckles are already busted now. I literally have a broken thumb. What are we beating these guys up with a broken bone? That's why every fight is TKO, 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 because and some are unanimous decisions because my hand is not. I'm not 100%, man. I'm still whooping the shit out of these motherfuckers, man. Yeah, yesterday I landed 4 punches on my motherfucker. Well, 2 on video and 2 off video. All 4 of my left hands. Well, 2 hooks and 2 jabs. He landed 1 lucky punch. Like when we both connected, that left hook at 0-16, yeah, we both landed on each other, but my head was more, you could see it more, because the camera angle was pointing towards my hand. And then when I jabbed him in the face, before that, he threw some bullshit punch. I'm not sure it was a punch, man, because look at the photo. He's flying back. I hit him straight clean in the chin. With my glove. That's a punch. What he did, I'm not sure he punched me. I think his arm, no, you hear me? Not his glove, but his arm. I think he hit me with his arm. That's not a punch. I'm not sure, but look, regardless, I smashed the guy. If he KO'd him, I'd beat his ass. It's irrelevant whether he landed it or not. Point is, he was on the receiving end of far superior punches than the I crushed him. And he got jabbed bare knuckle, so He didn't throw anything back. He didn't do nothing. He just settled there for him. See, and the thing is, after I jabbed him, what pissed me off, the reason why I hit him, like, bare knuckle and everything, well, yeah, again, he was running his mouth. No, but the real reason why I got pissed off, I was like, let's go, let's keep going. If he pushed me, he kept pushing me with his glove, man. Like, I punched him in the face, and son of a bitch just pushes me away. Like, you saw it, man. He, like, got his glove and pushed my head away. I'm like, what the fuck, motherfucker? And then when they turned the camera off, because he did that, I just punched him in the face. I hit him with a hook. And then I took the gloves off and I punched him clean. Bam. Just so you listen, you all saw the jab. It's on video. Just I did that again, except I did it without gloves. Yeah, and I hurt him even more. And then he quit right there. Like, he was, that's it. He didn't want no part of me, man. I fucked his shit up, man. So I need to know Charlie Romanoff, man. I'm the king of boxing, man. You got a beautiful wife, man. Beautiful wife. You all seen her, man. My wife, Daria. There's something I want to ask people in the comments. Please stop mentioning those celebrity women. They have nothing on my wife. I mean, come on, look how beautiful she is. I mean, she's just on a different level, you know what I mean? We've been together for almost 7 months. This girl calls me every day. She scouts with me every day. But stupid celebrity women, they didn't even have the, what do they do? Yeah, like this girl, she's wearing a ring, and on that finger where she has the ring, I bought her a wedding ring. I sent it to her, and she has Z on her nails. You know, I'm Charlie Z, I'm her husband. Yeah, so, I mean, no, but do you see the difference when a woman truly loves you and wants to, you know, be with you and continue being with you? The effort is literally identical. You know, you're both always on the phone. You're always in contact. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to make YouTube videos and tell my wife, you know, oh, baby, you want to hook up? You want to meet me there? You know? Huh. Man, how are you going to live in the same house, man? So, and I'm going to have as much sex as I want with her. She's my wife. Yeah, that's normal, you know. But I'm saying these stupid celebrity women, they ignore the chance that my wife loves me. And she calls me every day and tells me she loves me. So don't mention these women on my channel. And I really am. You know, I honestly regret. I didn't know my wife Daria when I asked. Ask those stupid bitches out, but fucking those TV women are winning, man. They're winning. They're all gold diggers. Yeah, that's it. Hey, bitch ass haters, man. You messaged my wife, man. You didn't like the answers, man. But you didn't like the answers because she told you all to fuck off. Yeah, yesterday, man, yo, fake wreck. Man, you bitches got jabbed so hard, man. Motherfuckers flew away. When I jabbed my opponent, man, you bitches got hit, man. 78. Hey, you can't hate on 78. That's it. Can't hate on 78, man. 78 wins and losses, man. 49 knockouts. Holy fucking shit, man. I have as many knockouts as Rocky Marciano had quote unquote wins. He was 49-0, right? Well, I'm 78-0. I have as many knockouts as he had wins. And look how many more wins I have than him. Fuck. And there's all this bullshit about a Rocky Marciano movie about what the fuck? Seriously, man. like basically what mainstream boxing did is that they had no idea what was coming. They overrated all these clowns, all these fucking boxers. They called them these fake boxers. They called them legends and shit like that. What legends, man? I'm seriously, like, I'm beating two people a day. Who the fuck is that? But I've done it so many times, I lost count, man. I do it every fucking year, multiple times in a year. 2011, I scored 3 wins in one day, man. Remember when I knocked out Drewox and I put Shane Lankford asleep? Yeah, and Derek Harmon from Fake Gill, he didn't show up that day. So that's 3 victories at that time, forfeits counted. It was 2 knockouts and 1 forfeit. Dude, I can knock 3 people out in one day. Put all 3 fights on YouTube. Let me say it like this: when I'm 98-0, I'm gonna do it again. I'm sure I'll do it again even before then. But when I'm 98-0, I'm gonna get 99 and 100 in the same day, because 99-0, I'm always gonna be like, what the fuck? I just need to land one more punch to get to 100. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm just gonna get 99. I'm just gonna challenge one dude, beat his ass, and I'm gonna challenge another dude, beat his ass, and make it 100. Now. So put both fights on YouTube and send them. Probably announce my retirement that day. But you know what? I think I'll retire for like a year, maybe. I'll come back. I don't know. I could open up my own, you know, school boxing, you know, just train people, train kids, train teenagers how to fight and shit like that. Everybody, man, grown-ups, anybody, man, you kidding, man, I'm dope, man. Tell me, look how many people, go on YouTube, look how many people I beat, man. I fucking TKO'd Deontay Wilder with one punch, man. Not only is it, would it be an honor to train with me, but, you know, your combat, your boxing knowledge, look, I can seriously... I'm a fighter. I'm the best fighter. You know what I'm saying? Training people is not my interest right now. But to make some money off of it, it wouldn't hurt. So therefore, when it's all said and done, when I hang up the gloves, that's what I may start doing. And yeah. But I'll probably need to go to Vegas to do that, though, and open up my own gym. Because Vegas is like, you know, like a boxing capital, but at the same time, I want more fights. In LA, while I live here, and I should, dude, I'm saying that there's a lot of fighters out here, man. Yeah, man, there's a lot of throwdowns. Yeah, you all seen it, man. All these battles that I won while on probation, man. Fuck. Man, because man, when probation ends in 3 weeks, man. Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, my probation. This is it. I got to get my passport. Passport 4 days. I got to wait 4 days. And then once the passport comes in the mail, this is it. Better not. And me and my wife. Yeah, she's going to get the house ready like a week before I'm there. Like, I'm going to pay the rent, but she's going to pay it, like, you know what I'm saying? She's going to pay it first. And, you know, well, it depends on long. If we stay there for a second month, then, yeah, I'm going to pay it. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they told me that they could keep us there for, I mean, they're not, nobody's keeping me anywhere. I can leave any second, but I'm not going to leave my wife by herself, man. I'm staying there until the American Embassy lets her out. So once they let her out, that's it. Yeah, let's talk boxing again, man. Yesterday, man, shit. I bet you fucking deluded haters, man. You're like shocked, man. I just beat Jacob not too long ago, man. That was one of my greatest wins ever. You know what I'm saying? And the next thing you know, I just like beat this motherfucker. And right before him, I beat a TV fighter, another TV fighter on the video, because, yeah, I told him, I'm like, well, what's box? He's like, no, man. And I'm like, ah, you bitch. Like, I jabbed him in the stomach. This motherfucker hit me in the head, and I'm like, boom, I hit him in the face. Next thing you know, I'm like, we just got a fight right here that didn't get recorded. You know, 77-0. I'm like, let's go, man. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Get some light in your clothes. Can you, let's continue. He didn't want to do it. And I was like, no, I'm done, man. Yeah, I'm good. So That's a win right there for me. And then 78. There you all seen it. Even though that wasn't the full fight on video, but that was most of it. I should fuck him up. That jab, man, at 032. Man, that motherfucker, I knew he put Big Boy to sleep, man, with a jab, man. I knew he put a heavyweight to sleep with a jab. Therefore, Vladimir Klitschko, you got to step up because I'll put you down. I'm the real champ, motherfucker. You're a clown. Vladimir Klitschko is a clown, man. He's just like Mayweather. He fights once, twice a year, and that's it. He's not a real fighter. It has nothing to do with money. You see? I know I'm the GOAT. That's why I use my talent. I put my talent to use. I box multiple times a month, sometimes multiple times in a day, every month. I beat the shit out of everybody. I challenge boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters, TV fighters, underground fighters, street fighters. I beat all their asses. See what I'm saying? Why? Because I'm a real champion, real pound-for-pound champion. Charlie Zonoff, the king of boxing. You know what I'm saying? These clowns, this whole money, how much money am I getting paid? Yeah, it's a show. Why do you think all these mainstream guys lose to me? Because they're actors, man. They're in it. It's just money. I've explained this a billion times, and see? There you go. Another TV actor fell. After that, another guy fell. Like I said, the underground TV fighters, they all lose. They all lose the same. Charlie Zonoff, the best, number one. I am the GOAT. You understand it? Literally, all roads lead to Charlie Ray. Like that show is made. Yeah, all roads lead to Charlie Ray. I'm the champ. Now you son of a bitch, you mainstream clowns. When I knocked out Floyd Mayweather Sr., you made that article about me and you put those quotation marks, whatever, next to the UBF. Hey, now you know the UBF is real. Any motherfuckers now. Yeah, that explosiveness that I showed yesterday in that fight that I won. Yeah, Mike Tyson, man. Customato sure didn't teach him how to move like that, man. He didn't teach him that speed and power. You can't teach that kind of speed and power because he's gotten good. I'm the GOAT, man. I don't see. What trainer? Oh, trainer. Jesus Christ is my trainer, man. He gave me the power, the speed, man, the talent. Explosiveness, the heart, the courage, the will to win. 9 victories with a broken finger, man. That's unprecedented, man. You're not gonna find a fighter who's gonna fight with a broken finger and just beat the shit out of everybody. Man, can you imagine when my finger heals and I'm gonna go to Ukraine? I'm gonna be with my wife, get her pregnant, make some babies with her, when I'm back and my finger's going to be finally healed. Oh, shit, man. Yeah, hey, listen, man, I'm just going to continue winning, man. My wife even says, after she saw the fight, she just said that nobody would be. Yeah, man, it's just, I'm the best. I would seriously really want to rematch DeJean and Deontay Wilder and put both these clowns to sleep. I TKO'd Wilder, and I beat DeJean on points. Then he got DQ'd. They both got DQ'd. But the thing is, I want to beat them by knockout. KO1. Both of them. Yeah. But that's the thing. I don't think they're gonna fight again. I hope I'm wrong, but I doubt it. I spoke to DeJean. I spoke to Wilder. After I beat both their asses now. But see, that's the thing. That was 2014. I'm better now. Come on, look at what I'm doing this year, man. This year is just, it's literally flawless, man. I'm just beating the shit out of everybody one-sided. Yeah, they don't want to. I beat Southpaw Sill. Beat the jiu-jitsu guy. Beat the TV fighter, the UFC fighter, then I snapped the jaw of that gangster on the street. Then I beat Jacob. Then I beat the Mansfield, the kickboxer. His name is Mansfield. And then yesterday, I beat the bare knuckle Bare-knuckle fly into a five-pounder. Snapped his jaw with the jab, hit him with the hook, and off video, punched him two more times. I mean, I'm literally wiping everybody the fuck out like Bugs, man. Deontay Wilder and DeJuan Daniels. You son of a bitch, you don't want them. And if you do, if you ever change your mind, and I'll knock you people out cold. Step on you like fucking Bugs, man. You motherfuckers. Not in my weight, not in my caliber, man. Charlie Zonov is in his prime.